Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 665. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program, but just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. I love to read and teach the Bible. I love to study it. And I pray that there's something that you're going to get out of this tonight, this afternoon, this morning, whenever it is that you're listening to the program. People should never feel weak in the Lord, because the Lord is God of everything. He's over everything. That's why I love powerful songs to sing and to play on the radio for you to hear, because your heart needs to be charged full of energy, spiritual energy from heaven. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world is of no value to you whatsoever. What I'm preaching is the spirit of the spiritual kingdom. But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that we are freely given to us of God. When I'm not preaching about the world, I used to be a teacher of the things in the world, but God delivered me from all that. I got music and letters and a powerful message from the Lord. But right now, let's pray. Father, I have not. I, for 30 years, was under the influence of the world and all the evil, dirty lies that the world system tells to everyone. They're so lost, Father, that it's beyond anybody to be able to straighten this thing out. And so, Lord, we pray that you will straighten everything up. Make everything straight. And I pray that you'll give through this message confidence into everyone's heart that you're still in the driver's seat and you always will be. And it's just sad that people don't take hold of that and let it ring through their entire heart, soul, mind, and strength so that they can have power and not be afraid. Because we're living in a dark world, but we don't have to be afraid of the dark. We don't have to be afraid of the storms that are happening. We can hold our head up high because we know that your spirit is upon us. Those of us that are born again of the spirit, and those of us that believe, that have faith in the things that you say. We're above the storm. We're above the water. We actually are walking on the water of life, and the waters that would ordinarily swallow us up in this world. So, Lord, anoint this message. Slam Satan really good, Lord. I see that you're pouring out your wrath on the earth here and there, and these are warning signs to the people of the world to repent and stay in the spirit. Get in the spirit and stay there, because you will protect them and you will lead and guide them through the storm and through the darkness in this world. That's what we need. We don't need any more studying about the cultures in the world. We don't need to align ourselves with all these evil things, because all the cultures of the world, from every religion, false religion, and every other school of thought, Lord, these people are going to be buried like we see the people in China buried on this earthquake that went thousands of miles, 1,000 miles east, 1,000 miles west, 1,000 miles north, and 1,000 miles south, south, east, north, and west. There's never been anything in the entire world, Lord, that knows how to destroy the world better the people of the evil people of the world in you. I pray that people will get saved, that you will bring them into your fold in Jesus' mighty name. That rebuke Satan. We bind him here on earth, Lord, so that you have to bind him on in heaven. Bind everything on this world that we bind by faith in you shall be bound in heaven. And everything that is loosed here on earth, we don't take care of business for you. It's going to continue on. And therefore, people must speak out. They can't be afraid of the darkness or the powers of darkness because they're weak. And we cannot be afraid of the storms that you're causing in the world, because this is your way of warning people to get right with you. And Lord, we thank you and we ask you to open up doors for us and close tightly every door to Satan. I ask it, Father God, in Jesus' name, that souls may be saved and the church strengthened in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
We don't have a large congregation here in this room. If all the people that belong to this church were here, it would probably get close to making your ears hurt when they all said amen. All right, I've got this music here. This is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and it's Ralph Carmichael and the London Symphony Orchestra and Choir. A Mighty Fortress.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. I love songs like that to show the might and the power of God, because the Word of God is absolutely powerful. I mean, there isn't, you just can feel the Spirit of God when you're reading it, because the Word of God is spirit and it is life. For what man, this is the 11th verse in chapter 2 of the book of 1 Corinthians. And it says, for what man knows the things of a man? See, God gets down into the minute detail, the very quiescence of your soul, right to the bottom. And there's nothing, there's no words on earth that can compare to it. Who can know the things of a man, with the exception of the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So when you know the things of God, you know God. You can't know God unless you have the Spirit of God in you, living in you. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Yeah, we already had that. That's nothing. We were in darkness and we are stumbling around not knowing what's right or wrong. That's why all these radio commentary or TV commentators call up and say, let us know what your opinion is. In other words, they don't say, let's hear what God says. They say, let me hear what you little flunkies have to say about this. Do you think he's right or wrong? Do you think these people should go to prison? You're supposed to say, let's go into the Word of God to see if they're right and we're wrong. And folks, you're wrong, all right? Especially you media and government and the Pope, that government that is your governor. There's an article in one of the newspapers that states that President Bush is the most Catholic president that ever was, even far more than President Kennedy. And Kennedy was ashamed of the Catholic cult. That's why they killed him. He wouldn't even let Cardinal Spellman in the front door. He'd make him go to the back door, because he realized that being a Catholic back then was not the most popular thing to be. And so they killed him. If you're ashamed of our church, our cult, well, then we'll kill you. It wasn't the mafia. The mafia is the Catholic cult. I know that because they asked me to do promotions for them, for the whole Democratic Party. And at that time, I didn't know anything about politics, and so I declined. I wouldn't do it. And I said, well, I just don't know who the best man is. And if I put somebody into office because of my abilities, it could be that they'll push the button and the whole world will blow up and I'll be responsible before God, if there is a God. And so three of these guys, they had crew cuts, all of them, they were all about the same size, about 6'1 or 2. And they didn't seem like they were that strong or that they were muscle men or anything, but they all stepped toward me as though like they had guns on them. And they said, are you saying that our man is not the best man? I said, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I don't know. And that really got them all ticked off. They were really ticked off at me for that. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. God forbid that you should be living in the spirit of the world like President Bush is. How anyone could be as stupid as these presidents to receive a position that is frowned upon and by God. But the Spirit, which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. It just makes me cringe when I think of how stupid people are for not receiving the Lord. They receive religion because people try to impress each other. But I pray that you all know that I'm not trying to, in the least, to impress people. I am serving God, and I'm doing and saying the things that God is telling me to say and do. Which things also we speak. We speak about the things of God, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, because man's wisdom is just getting us deeper and deeper into the pits. Every time some new regime sets up by the Vatican, people start putting their faith in this new klutz, whoever they're going to put in. And we're going to go down further and further. It's going to get worse. And God's going to keep pouring out his wrath on this earth, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. That's what we're supposed to teach. The Word of God. And that's why, can't you tell? That's what I'm teaching here. So you could say, you don't like my lifestyle. Well, first of all, you and these false witnesses, people don't know about my lifestyle. I'm a very, I keep to myself and with the Lord. The Lord and I do a lot of speaking together, and I seek the Lord all the time. And so that's it. That's my lifestyle. Now, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14, but the natural man, the person that's not saved, the person that's in darkness, the person whose soul, his spirit is dead, receives not the things of the Holy Spirit of God. And why not? Why won't they? Because they are foolishness unto him. Well, I always thought that the Word of God was foolish also before I became a Christian, before God scared me in that office, and that I really knew that he existed because I could feel his power pulling the breath in and out of me, and I felt my heart beating, so, and I felt his power down on me. His Holy Spirit was on me and was letting me know how intelligent he is, and it's far beyond explanation. I mean, he knows every molecule and more than likely has every one of them with names. And he knows every atom. You can't fathom that kind of intelligence. It's just I knew that he knew every fiber of my being, and I knew that he knew everybody, every fiber of everybody's beings. But this is foolishness unto him, to an unsaved person. Neither can he know them. He can't. It's impossible. It's a spiritual matter. Because they are spiritually, these things are spiritually understood, discerned. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judges all things. What does that mean to be spiritual? To rely only on the spirit that is incorporated with every word of God. So when we know all the Word of God, we are able to judge spiritually everything. Yet he himself is judged of no man. That's why I see you people that are judging people that are in the spiritual realm, you're not qualified to judge us. Because you're spiritually dead. If the soul left your body right now, your soul would be in hell. Because you don't have any idea what the spiritual things are. You don't know the Word of God, and you're judging matters that you don't know. So you take these people that have these talk shows, they say, well, they really are doing wrong. They're doing this and that, and the things that they're saying are wrong. They put these guys on TV that are spiritual, and they're preaching the right thing. I mean, I was amazed they let that on the air because they were teaching the Bible. And a couple of guys from Texas, brethren. Now, verse 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? What do you unsaved, ungodly, dead people, spiritually dead people, trying to tell us what to do? We're the ones that are telling you what to do, because we have the mind of Christ. And what is the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is the entire Bible. And you don't know any Bible, so you're not qualified to judge anything. And these judges that are sitting on the benches are spiritually dead. And man, to tell these people that all of your children, these children are not yours. God says they are ours. But you say they're not. Now, I ask you, who has a better reputation for knowing what's right and wrong? You or God? I know that God does, all right? Because I don't believe that you're so puffed up because you're sitting on a bench and you got this gown on and you're playing, it's like you're playing judge or something. You don't know. You don't know how to judge. You have not the Holy Spirit to be able to know how to judge. Well, anyway, we've got some, that was the end of chapter 2, and so we'll be, if we have time, we'll get into chapter 3. So, do you have letters?
Yes.
Okay, where's the first one from?
From Solana, Peru.
All right.
I would like to request Spanish literature and a Bible. I am a seminary student and wanted to let you know that your ministry is a very big blessing. Andreas Norris from Solana, Peru.
Okay, and then you have one?
Yes.
Okay, where is yours from? Come over by the mic here.
This one doesn't say where it's from, but it says, I would like your literature. Many receive them and are very happy to read your newsletter.
This is translated from Spanish?
Yes.
So it's in some Latin American country, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, keep going.
They very much like to read them. I am waiting for the Bibles that I requested. Brother, I would like for you to send someone to help me with this work of the Lord. Many people ask for me to hold song services. My house is available, even though the roof and walls are not in good conditions. They are made out of sticks. I would like to have the song services held here where we can sing to the Lord Jesus. Send t-shirts for the brethren. I did receive your literature and have shared them with many people. They are very excited to read your literature. Milagros Chero Duran. Goodbye.
Okay, Sharon, do you have another one?
Yes.
Where is this one from?
From Glasgow, Scotland, UK.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor Lamo, I have been praying for all those who are trying to destroy your image and the Lord's work by spreading lies about you on the internet. These pro-Vatican people have created two major websites I know of in order to achieve their satanic goals. Dirty your image, destroy the only and true church of the Lord in these last days. We know from God's word that we are more than conquerors and that God will destroy them if they don't repent from their evil doings. He signifies it by increasing and intensifying plagues. Just recently, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed by God in a hurricane and earthquake in Burma and China. These lies that they are telling about you and the church only give me more faith and let me know that you're indeed a man of God. I have known your ministry and have been in touch with you for more than 5 years.
Right, you know that we have to be a Church of the Lord otherwise because we're getting so much persecution. The Vatican wants to stamp us out. Now, they're political and social people. They're trying to mold societies into their way of thinking, their dark, evil way of thinking. And this is totally against the Bible because these people are not saved. As a matter of fact, they're the exact opposite of salvation. They are totally against the Bible. They're against God. They're against Jesus, who is also God. They're against God's children that are preaching the gospel. And that should show you people out there that any of these churches, any of us that are being persecuted, that this is the devil that's doing that, because we're not harming anybody. They're making up stories. They've never been here. They don't know anything about us. There's always disgruntled people, but there are literally millions of disgruntled people that have left the Vatican because of they know that they're into homosexuality, and you know it. They know that they're into lesbianism, and you know it. They know that they were the world's first whorehouse, and you know it. It was even shown on the History Channel. You know that these people have slaughtered millions of people, not just in the Dark Ages. Where do you think all these wars are coming from? These wars over in Iraq, that was, it's like some young girl calls, some demon-possessed girl calls some agency, and the agency has to show that they're really on the ball. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a job. They'd have to go to work cleaning, scrubbing floors someplace, because that's the height of their intelligence. They're dead spiritually and mentally. They don't know what they're doing. They're just going there and raising hell, so to speak. And the people are peaceably walking, and their children were happy and healthy. And some judge, some ignorant female judge, probably more than likely on her monthly situation, gives the order, yeah, grab them all, throw them here and there. This, she's crazy. This judge is nuttier than, and most of the judges that I know of are crazy. And the Bible says that the leaders of nations in the last days would be insane. And so that's what you're dealing with. And that's the spirit of the world, because they don't understand the right way how to live. They've all been told what their ideal is. Well, now let's not make homosexuality a big crime, because we're homosexuals, and if we do, we're going to wind up in prison. And so let's make homosexuality legal, and let's, by doing, making marriage illegal, that will make homosexuality more legal. They have this demonic way of thinking, because they themselves are possessed with demon spirits. Well, anyway, Sharon, continue on with this letter from, where is it, from Ireland?
Scotland.
Scotland, okay, go ahead.
I know the wonderful things you've been doing for years, things that only a true man of God can do, because it's God who works in and through you. If you were not a true man of God, and if these lies on the internet are true, then God would not have protected you all these so many years.
That's right. Then what?
And the Antichrist Vatican would have gotten their wish a long time ago. That is, they would have already succeeded in murdering you. They have tried every trick in the book to murder you, but to no avail, because...
Yeah. Now, I'd like to know from Mr. Clinton himself, why did you hire John Peeler to assassinate me? What did I ever do to you that was wrong? Oh, you would have to, you wouldn't answer it, because you have no answer whatsoever. He found that we were absolutely Christians and absolutely of the Lord, and he saw none of the things that people are saying about us over there. And then there was Joseph Taliaferro from the FBI that moved into our church, and he got saved. And he wrote this glowing report on us, and myself, all of us, that it is a great church, the only church on the face of this earth that he ever saw. And it's true. And you people that are looking for some sensational story, no matter, the more you make up, the worse it is. Do you realize that you people have made up over 200-300 false stories about me? And such as I wanted to kidnap a federal judge, and I won that case. I won all the cases with the exception when you people in government pulled a bunch of criminals out of prison to lie about me on that IRS case. And I did serve 4 years in prison for it. But what you dead people out there need to know is that Jesus went to prison. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Apostle Paul went to prison. Peter went to prison. But God let him out, just like the Lord let me out. All right? And so we have the protection of the Almighty God. You don't want to get too porky with this, because if you do, I'm telling you from the Word of God, that God will kill you. And it's just His Word. And He'll make you believe His Word, because when you think, you say you're a judge, all you phony judges, when God is killing you, will you say, I am a judge? No, you won't, because you're going before the real judge. Okay, Sharon, continue on.
They've tried every trick in the book to murder you, but to no avail, because the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, the creator of everything and every mudball, is with you. Praise the Lord. If God be with us, who can be against us? I am with you because God is with you, and I will continue to pray for you, my pastor. I am proud that you are my pastor, and I thank you for sending me the bread of life through audio messages on CDs.
Now, these liars that are on these television programs are saying that I'm encouraging people to become polygamous. No, I am not. I'm encouraging them to not be polygamous, because you're in a country that is totally, the people that are running it are totally possessed with the devil. And they'll throw you in prison. If you're a homosexual, they won't, which is against God. But if you were a polygamist, they'd throw you in prison. So I do not encourage you to be a polygamist. I'm just protecting these people that are possibly, allegedly polygamous, because there's nothing wrong with that in the eyes of God. And we dare not go against God, because you're going to be in so much trouble. You're going down into the deepest part of hell in the lake of fire. And you'd think, oh, this is just, you're trying to scare us. Well, the Word of God is trying to put some fear in you. The Lord likes doing that to people. That, as a matter of fact, the whole nation of Israel was over there at Mount Sinai. And he told Moses to rope the whole area off, because if anybody even touches the mountain, he says, I'll kill them. And he says, I'm going to put my fear into them so that they will serve me, because no one will serve me if they don't fear me. Now, it's positively true that most of the world does not fear God. And so the Bible says that if you don't fear Him, if you don't believe Him, if you don't serve Him, you're going to hell in the lake of fire. Well, you don't believe that. Well, you will. You will one of these days. So God talked audibly to all the children of that nation, Israel, God's chosen people. And they were so frightened. And even Moses said that he was so frightened that he did quake. And there was the sound of trumpets, and there was an earthquake, and there was fire coming out of the mountain, and billows of smoke, and these trumpets that would just almost break a person's eardrums was coming out. And then they heard the booming voice of God recite the Ten Commandments, so that it would be embedded in the fiber of their being and into their souls. And they told Moses, don't let God talk to us anymore. It's too frightening. You talk to Him, and then you come and tell us what He said. All right? And so if you don't fear God, and it's obvious you idiots out there don't, you don't have any wisdom, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is wisdom, the Bible says. And you're not going to get a pass, so you're going to find out that the Word of God is true. God doesn't say something and then not do it. All right, so let's finish that letter.
Finally, I am happy to be saved and happy and proud to be a member of the body of Christ, thanks to the Tony Alamo Christian Church. As I always say on the 24-hour witnessing line, quote, if it was not for Pastor Alamo, I would be as those thousands or maybe millions of professing Christians who have been deceived in one way or another.
All right. Praise the Lord.
May
the Lord what?
Be with you and keep all of you safe in the mighty name and precious blood of the Lamb. Sincerely yours in Christ, Brother Lucombo from Glasgow, Scotland.
All right. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, be with us even more, because the enemies, your enemies, are our enemies, and there are more of them than the hairs on every one of our heads at this church. But yet we know that if you be with us, all the people in the world could not be against us. Who could be against us? But these people just keep walking into further darkness. The more they complain about you and your word and the people, and the more they persecute us, the more you will bless us and prosper us. That's Exodus 1:12. Read it, chapter 1, verse 12. The more they persecuted the Jews, the more God blessed them and multiplied them.
But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew.
Okay, so the more you're afflicting us, the more people, they know, most of the people on earth know that Jesus said, if they persecuted me, the Master, how much more will they persecute you? And so people know that, and it makes them believe, hey, there are people of the Lord here on earth. And they are being persecuted, and they are preaching the truth, because we compare what they're saying with the Word of God. And it's true, they are of the Lord. And, you know, they're trying to make these people look like they're tax evaders and all this kind of stuff. I've never evaded taxes, and neither has anyone else. The Lord told us to pay taxes, and we do. They said, I'm a tax cheat. You people are liars, and you're of the devil. Your father is the devil, who is the father of lies. Okay? And I'm not a tax cheat. I'm not a tax evader. I paid my taxes, very much so this year. Thousands of dollars I paid. All right, do you have another letter?
Yes.
Okay, where is it from?
From Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay,
translated from Spanish. May the Lord bless you all, brethren. Receive my greetings, a servant who attends Reaching the Nations Church in Brooklyn, New York. I would like to know how I can receive Pastor Tony Alamo's messages on CD. This would be a great blessing for my family and I. Please send me information as soon as possible. Amen. The Lord loves you and bless you.
Praise the Lord.
That's from Patricio Quito from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, so you know what God says in Isaiah 14:15? He says to Satan and all the people of darkness that are totally against the Word of God. They don't know. They're condemning people that live godly, and they're condoning people that are homosexuals and are liars. Look at Clinton. I mean, it's amazing that people of the world applaud and scream for this liar. He lied to the people of the world. And now people are buying his book and everything, like he's got something to say. He even lied in the book about myself. Now, he said, the movie industry wanted me in so many motion pictures that it's unbelievable. And he said that I look like this singer. What's his name?
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison on Speed. Well, the movie industry thought that I was like a double, an absolute double of Tony Curtis years ago. I'm 10 years younger than him. But and they wanted me in the movie Desiree with Marlon Brando. They wanted me in The Eyes of Father Tomasito with Tony Curtis to play his brother. But Tony did not want me to be in the movie. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. that reads the Bible on all these Word Channel or one of these channels, he wanted me in the movie of Young Dillinger when I was young. I was around 25 years old. Yeah, just it was not long before I got saved. I was saved at 30. And I said, and also Jack Warner. He and Jack Warner came to a press conference that I had at Ciro's a nightclub, which used to be very popular back in those days. Frank Senes gave the thing to me, the nightclub, so I could have the press conference. And I was totally unsaved. He says, okay, if you'll have your press conference at my nightclub on the Sunset Strip, Ciro's, I will provide all the booze and all the hors d'oeuvres. And so, and you don't have to pay any money for it. Well, all the cream of Hollywood and Beverly Hills came to that press conference because I sent invitations by hand delivered by messenger services to them. And when they were there, I was trying to encourage this young man that I was promoting. Don't be afraid of Jack Warner's hair. So what? I mean, you know, did he get you to where you are today? I'm the one that got you where you are. And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., I mean, who's he? I mean, did they get you to where you are today? I know how to make movies. I know how to arrange music and all the different things for you. You don't have to worry about your career or anything. And finally, and all the time, here's Jack Warner and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. sending people over. Jack Warner and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. want to talk to you. And I says, tell them to wait. I'm busy trying to encourage this kid. He's shaking in his boots. Now go over there and tell Warner and Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. that I'll be over there when I get a chance. Tell them to just either, if they're going to keep bugging me, tell them to leave. And when I went over there, finally the kid got full of courage and everything by what I was saying. He didn't have to rely on anybody else but me because I know how to catapult him up into stardom, is because he was as talented as the Beatles. He had all these different fantastic songs. So I went over there and I said, what do you guys want? And so they just started laughing like crazy. And they said, look, man, you know, we're doing a movie called Young Dillinger, and you are Dillinger. We want you for the lead role. And I said, well, I read in the trade papers that you have Nick Adams to do it. I said, we haven't signed him. We haven't signed him at all. Look, can you come? I said, look, I'm promoting Bobby Jameson. He's going to go out of his mind if he sees me promoting myself. He says, well, we put him in a movie with the Beach Boys. And I said, if you put him in the movie with the Beach Boys, he has to be the star. And they just kept laughing. He said, you're Dillinger. You're the only one that's got this ability. And I says, I'm not an actor, man. What you see me doing, this is me, all right? And I refused the part. And then just after that is when the supernatural thing happened to me in the office in Beverly Hills. And that made me completely not be concerned about anything in the world. I wasn't interested in anything. Yeah, there were a dozen movies that they wanted me in, and I didn't want it. It was too boring for me, and I'm not an actor. I am just me. That's what it is, okay? And so I am a person that just wants to preach gospel. I want to serve God. You people out there that are in the media and so on. Yeah, I know the way you think because I used to think the same thing. I never believed in God and Jesus either. And I thought it was a hoax and it was a bunch of phonies. And I still do think that most of the people in the religious area are phonies. And I know that where all the trouble is coming from is coming from the Vatican, just as the Bible says. Rome is Satan's seat. That's where he sits, the Bible said, in the city of the seven mountains or seven hills. Okay, do we have anything else here?
The article regarding the...
Okay, now we don't have that much time left. I think I'll just... we have an article about how the people in Germany are making laws now to where if you homeschool your kid, that they're calling that child abuse and you'll go to prison. Because they want everybody, and this is just the beginning part of all this. This will be happening over here soon, that they're making a law against that. In Los Angeles, they're making a law that you can't put gospel literature on people's cars. And we win a lot of souls that way. So God says, to this, all the people that are influenced by the spirit of Satan. He says, and Satan himself, he says to him, quote, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit," Isaiah 14:15. If you follow Satan's leadership, you will follow him into hell, into destruction, everlasting hell, with curses all the days of your life on this earth. Now, it looks like you people have got strong positions and everything, but I can tell that you're not happy at all. There's a dull thud of a feeling in a person that's not saved. You can accomplish things, and it really doesn't get you in your heart and in your gut as much as it does when you win human souls for the Lord. If you got to follow God's leadership. If you do, you will have God's perfection, everlasting life, and life more abundantly. That's John 10:10. 10:10, on this earth, not only in heaven, but here on earth as well. Read it.
"The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
Yeah, the people in the world are ripping each other off. I mean, if you are a clothing designer and you design clothes and you get it on the market, all of a sudden you're going to see it all over the place as something, your creation. That happened with me. I was designing things, but they were so unique because we were rhinestoning them and we were going right through the seams. And even the Chinese didn't want to do it, and the Japanese wanted clothing from the United States, so they didn't knock us off. They knocked everybody else off, but they didn't me, because it was labor intensive. So at John 10:10. And it wasn't children that were doing the labor either, like these people in darkness are telling you. So more abundantly on this earth, and your nation shall be great and high above all nations. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently, not just hearken, you know, casually, but it must be on a diligent basis. The only way it's going to be diligent is if you fear God, when the fear of God comes upon you. So I'm going to pray for you people that the fear of God, Father, put the fear of God on them so that they'll begin serving you, not casually, but diligently. "If you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments." Well, how do we hear his voice? Read the Bible. That's God's voice. "The commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Well, because of the fact that this nation is listening to the Antichrist, and we're taking the Bibles out of schools like good satanic imps, and we've got to get God, and you're persecuting Christians, the body of Christ, and all these things. This nation has gone down to the bottom, and this is just the beginning, because you people are not slowing down. You keep going with the plan of the satanic Rhodes Scholars, the presidents who know that they have to be Catholic, and they have to follow Catholicism. And they write all these different things that are lies, how that Bush is not a Catholic, when the Catholics say he's the most Catholic president there's ever been. Just because I say that I am Chinese, and you can obviously see that I'm not Chinese, that doesn't make me a Chinaman. Just because Bush says he's a Christian doesn't mean that he is a Christian. He's a Catholic, the most Catholic president, they say, that ever existed. Yet all the other presidents about a century and a half or longer are all Catholics. "And all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee." You won't even know, God, where these blessings are coming from, but they'll overtake you. if thou shalt hearken or listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. You know, you can't sell out of an empty basket, and if you people don't have a blessed basket, you can't sell anything. As a matter of fact, you can't even pay for food, some of you. I hear that people out there that refuse to accept the Lord are eating dog food. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed that thou shalt be when thou goest out. Verse 7, and the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. Do you know how many people I've seen killed that drop dead, that and they're not, they're trying to keep it a secret from me, and yet it ekes out, and I hear of all these people that were against me in my church to be smitten before my very face, and they shall come out against me one way and flee before me seven ways. And he'll do the same thing for you. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I have to stop here right now because we have to pray now. Now, do you want the blessings of the Lord, or do you want to be cursed? If you want blessings, then of the Lord, not to bless yourself, but for the Lord to bless you, say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins away, former that is, away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all who call upon you, they shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you're hearing me, and I know that you're answering me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, praise and thank the Lord always. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 665, free, including the postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, because I pastor all over the world. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for another straightforward instructions of how to enter the kingdom of heaven. And right now, here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet to sing for you, I, John, Saw a Mighty Number.
Well, and I, John, saw a mighty number. Well, in the middle of the air. Well, I, John, saw a mighty number. Moving way in the middle of the air. The mighty, well, I, John, saw a mighty number. Moving well, in the middle of the air. Well, I, John, saw a mighty number. Moving way in the middle of the air. Well, there in the east. Three gates in the west. Three gates in the north. Three gates in the south. And that made 12 gates to the city, 4 square wide. Hallelujah. Somebody who will I join? Somebody number of me. Well, in the middle of the year, will I join? Somebody number of me. Well, in the middle of the year, oh, John declared that he saw a man. He had 12 bright stars in his right hand. Well, his eyes flashed by like the burning sun. Oh, John got scared and he wanted to run. Well, I wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go. Cause he felt the gospel cutting like a two-edged sword. Well, he heard a voice that said, John, take a look. Read what you see and then write a book. He saw 12 angels in the east. 12 angels in the west. 12 angels in the north. 12 angels in the south. 48 angels to the city, 4 square wide. Hallelujah, God, somebody know that I chose somebody number. Well, in the middle of the year, I chose somebody number.